President Trump's travel ban is back on, partially, after an appeals court ruling over the third version of it. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez.
The ruling comes from a three-judge panel of the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They said that while this court is still examining the overall case, the administration can bar travelers from six countries: Syria, Iran, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Chad. However, they said nationals of those countries must be allowed in if they have a close relationship with a person in the United States, including grandparents, grandchildren, brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and cousins. The travel ban was challenged by the state of Hawaii. Its Attorney General Douglas Chin says this decision closely tracks guidance that came from the Supreme Court in June when the justices were examining an earlier version of the travel ban.
So what we have here is kind of a temporary stopgap that, to my mind, is basically the judges trying to determine what is fair between both sides and kind of drawing the line at close family relationships.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the Department of Justice, Lauren Ursum, said, "We are reviewing the court's order and the government will begin enforcing the travel proclamation consistent with the partial stay." She added that the government believes that the travel ban should be allowed to take effect in its entirety. Carl Tobias teaches at the University of Richmond School of Law. He says the next stage in the legal battle comes early next month. The same panel at the Ninth Circuit will hear oral arguments in the Hawaii case. In Maryland, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals will review a separate challenge to the administration. And Tobias says both appellate courts already have ruled against earlier versions of the travel ban.
Just because you win in the appeals courts won't be the end of it. I'm sure the government will go back to the Supreme Court.
Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.